Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and join me is John Ramos.
Hello.
Oh my goodness. We're so excited to be here. We're talking about VFN KB, the whole mountain complex, right?
Kingdom business, VFN KB.
Yeah, and you always hear us, you know, coming to you. We talk about the seven mountains. We have the family mountain, the faith mountain, the education mountain, the business mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment, and the government mountain. We actually are impacting each of these with you, our tribe, as we're working together and empowering you know, those that are called to be able to go. God's called us to go into the mountains and make disciples of nations. You know, what specifically was said by Bill Bright years ago, what the Lord spoke to him is, if you really want to make a disciple of a nation, you have to go in and send disciples into those five spheres of culture. And you've been hearing us quite often, you know, talking about, you know, VFN TV. That's the media mountain. You're probably seeing that right now. You know, VFN KB focuses on all seven mountains, but one of the mountains you hear us on quite often, you know, through broadcast, through online streaming. There's so many different ways to be able to get us through our application. But that's VFN TV. That's part of the media mountain. We have a international television program, 196 countries and seven territories coming to you with success secrets and all these wonderful things. But we're going to be talking about how has Christianity impacted, you know, society. And this is so important because, you know, it hasn't been too long ago where people were creating a wrong narrative about what truly is. So today you're going to find out the true narrative.
This is powerful.
About what's going on. And so the first mountain, we're going to go through a couple of these mountains, is the family mountain. That's one thing we really focus on with marriage encounters and helping children out. We took them to the Next Step Outback, so you can find out details about that.
For over 10 years.
For 10 years. But let me show you what Christianity is responsible for in regards to children. I mean, at one time, children didn't count until Jesus said, "Suffer not the little children to come under me." That was a brand new concept for people. As a matter of fact, let's take a look now.
In the ancient Greek and Roman world, children were property. Babies, especially little girls, were often killed immediately after birth or abandoned to die of exposure. And what we call child abuse today was considered normal back then. Then Jesus appeared, and children became people. Christians opposed all forms of child abuse, rescued babies who had been left out to die, often adopting them into their own families. They taught the world to value and care for the youngest members of society.
Isn't that powerful? You're looking at what Christianity has done for children. Children were considered property, what we call abuse. It was the norm of the day until Jesus arrived. So when you start pushing God out of the square and you start pushing Jesus away, it's what happened in America for a season. What happens? They start aborting the children. Children have no value anymore. Over 50 plus million children have been killed in the womb since Roe versus Wade passed in the courts. You know, really against the will of most of American people. So when you bring God back, and that's why you see some people want to push God away, because if you bring him back, that means you got to actually start loving your children
conviction.
And honoring them, you know, and actually giving them life. This is so powerful. We want to hear from you, you know, hear about, you know, what you have to say about that, but notice how it's impacting, you know, society in regards to how do we see children. When you think about slavery, that's the government mountain. You know, government makes laws that says that you're free or you're not free. You know, in America, is a government by the people and for the people. And because of that, we were able to move to a place of freedom. But that came through Christianity. As a matter of fact, take a look.
Christians were the first people in history to systematically fight against slavery. Slavery in the West was abolished largely because of the efforts of Christians like William Wilberforce in England and the abolitionists in America, most of whom were Christian ministers. These followers of Jesus reasoned that since we are all created equal in the eyes of God, no one has the right to rule another without their consent. Christianity provides the moral foundation not only of anti-slavery, but also of democracy.
That's so important because somebody says, you know, well, there was Christians around. Well, there's people who claim to be Christians, but once you live by the scriptures, the scripture says that we're all created by God in the image of God, that all of us will stand before God, all the nation, every tribe, every tongue. So what happens is the more you go out and witness and you share the gospel with people and they take the Lord into their heart and begin to live by scripture, people get free from slavery.
That's right.
As a matter of fact, today, in the world, there's the largest number of slaves that's taking place right today. So if we care about slavery, the answer to it is not making more laws in regards to man's laws. We've got to begin to preach the gospel and tell people about Jesus, Christianity, Christ's followers. And all of a sudden, people start realizing you shouldn't enslave your brother. So, you know, let us know about in the comment areas about the, how you feel about that. But I know this, government, America was an experiment that started off the fact of that it can only work if it's one nation under God. And then God would lead his people. And then we have representative government. Even government has been impacted by Christianity. Check it out.
The freedom and opportunity enjoyed in the U.S. and other democracies is built on ideas furnished by the Judeo-Christian worldview. The belief in free will opposes tyranny and leads to a representative government. The understanding that man is sinful underscores the need for checks and balances and three branches of government. The idea of being governed by the rule of law rather than the authority of man flows from the Ten Commandments. Other Christian concepts like the dignity of labor, the existence of moral absolutes, fair trials with witnesses, and the importance of civil liberty are also crucial to our form of government and so easily taken for granted.
You can look around the world and every place you don't see Christianity, you don't see freedom. Mm. Look everywhere. Look, no matter what religion it is, you see a class. If you go to India, you see a class of people, certain classes that you'll never leave that class. If you were born in this class, you stay there forever if it's the religion of, of most of the predominantly in India. If you go to China, they tell you how many children you can have. They actually
kill the
child if you have more than two. They just allowed two. But when you go to countries who have Islam as their primary religion, look how the women are oppressed and the children are oppressed and how impoverished the community is.
Saudi Arabia is just allowing women to drive now. Just allowing.
Say that again.
Saudi Arabia is just allowing women to drive now.
Because they have a new leader that's saying we want to be on the cutting edge. And it's like, but when you bring in Christianity, women matter. We'll be talking about that in a moment. But everybody matters. And it's when you think about when somebody wants to bring God out of government, understand that the opposite of what you're seeing will come to pass. And what they really want to do is enslave you. They want to actually do away with you and harm you if they're saying we want God out of your government and God out of your country. And of course, God's coming, and we're bringing God back.
Well, it's the kingdom, now invading God's kingdom.
It's awesome. And that's what we're focused on in VFNKB. You go to VFNKB.org, as a matter of fact, you can see right now our site. But you can go there, it has all seven mountains and how we're focusing on it. It's VFNKB.com, VFNKB.com. And you're seeing how we impact the mountains and what we're doing right there. And of course, one of the mountains we focus on that I've already talked about is the Media Mountain, where we have a international media program reaching 196 countries and seven territories. Listen, if you want to be a part of an awesome movement, join the tribe, VFNKB. Go to VFNKB.com, you know, and click on Give. And you can connect to the trial, all the details are there. As a matter of fact, when we get back from the break, John.
Yes, we're going to be talking about the education mountain and how Jesus impacted education. Believe it or not, there was a system in place before he arrived on the scene and brought the Father's kingdom. And you'll see what happened when he impacted it since he came. Join us. We get right back from this break.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day plus things that you need to know is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFN TV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter.
We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFN TV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host,
Welcome back. We're talking about VFNKB, VFN Kingdom Business, VFNKB.com. You can find out details. We're talking about how Christianity has impacted all these seven spheres of culture. One of those spheres is education. Did you know education came to pass because Christianity began to get, you know, the Lord says, I made you teachers. So we had to begin to teach people how to read and how to be educated. You know, you had to have the whole Bible memorized or scripture memorized to become a lawyer in America when it first started.
Wow.
As a matter of fact, find out the details now of how Christianity impacted education in America and all around the world. Check it out.
Jesus was a teacher and instructed his followers to teach. So Christians developed schools and later monasteries, laying the groundwork for modern education. Christians founded 106 of the first 108 universities in the U.S. Ideas like tax-supported public schools, kindergarten, grade levels, secondary schools, modern colleges and universities, education for the deaf and the blind, literacy for the masses, and universal education that reaches beyond class, gender, and ethnicity all have one thing in common. They are all products of Christianity.
When you see, think about all the things that the nerve, the audacity in the 60s in America for them to take God out of schools.
I know.
It's like there was no school
without God. Hello.
And so what they're trying to do, when you see people trying to remove, you know, prayer out of schools and prayer away from the community and God out of the, you can't even walk into your county commissioner or city council meeting and acknowledge God. What they're trying to do
although the Washington Monument has praise be to God on
the very top of it, right, the highest place in Washington, D.C. So education, think about your education. So when a mother or father wants to educate their children themselves, like through a homeschool situation, mm-hmm. That is the pinnacle of how it all originated was.
That's right.
And all of a sudden it said, there's so many people, we need to move to a bigger building. And then all of a sudden somebody else comes in and says, well, government needs to take it over. And next thing you know, in Germany, they're going, I think it was Germany, and they're taking parents' kids from them because they're educating them themselves. And it's like California, I believe, was even starting to do some of those kind of things as well. But understand, you want to stand up for Christianity and education, understanding there wouldn't be education without Christianity. We want to hear your comments. You know, let us know what you think about that as well. But we also, in regards to the mountains that we focus on is the business mountain. And, you know, we love work, you know, coaching and the different things we do, you know, personal discovery. Talk to us
Absolutely.
A little bit about that.
Yes, we really enjoy working with a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, and really employees to take them to deeper levels of success. So we do that through all sorts of discoveries, whether it's a business or personal discoveries. But it's wonderful because, listen, God's called us to have impact in our sphere, in our realm of society, where we work, where we play, where we live. And listen, if you're looking for that type of help, we want to help you. But this is so important in this mountain because Jesus really cares about our success. He's into your success, believe it or not.
And what the business mountain is, that is actually where the economy is in regards to financing all seven mountains. Mm. And so God wants you to be a success. If he's talking about wealth transfer, he wants you to be blessed so you can actually bless all seven mountains.
Blessed to be a blessing.
Look what happened here. Because of the business mountain, because the Christians in the area of economy being successful, they were able to start hospitals and charities to impact the world. Check it out.
Jesus' concern for all who suffered went above and beyond the social order of his day. In 252 AD, the Christians of Corinth saved the city from a plague, risking their lives to help those who had been dragged out into the street and abandoned to die. Christian compassion for the poor and the sick led to institutions for lepers, and later, monasteries dedicated to the care of the sick. These were the beginning of our modern hospitals. Christians were the driving force behind the creation of orphanages, care for the elderly, prison reform, labor reform, the Red Cross, the Salvation Army, and the YMCA. And charitable giving was a uniquely Christian innovation, giving rise to countless contemporary philanthropic organizations.
Is that powerful? That's the business mountain, being able to go and finance all these charities. It's all around the world. It's amazing what God is doing. But that's not only, the business mountain has done so much. I even think about, you know, how science and education, how it financed the whole study of what's going on in the area
technology of today.
It's because we understand there's a creator. He created everything. And so then it can actually be understood because you first have to acknowledge he exists and rewards those who diligently seek him. But he also talks about the end that you begin to learn from him. In Romans 1:28, talks about everything was created by him and the fact that men are without excuse when you observed his qualities, his awesome qualities, and what he created. Well, that's where the business mountain came in regards to science and education. Check it out.
It's hard to imagine life without the technological advances of modern science. Science, as we know it today, emerged hundreds of years ago during a period of unprecedented advances in mathematics, physics, astronomy, biology, and chemistry. The vast majority of these brilliant scientists, nearly every single one of them, were Christians. They believed that since the universe was created by a rational creator using rational rules, it ought to yield its secrets to rational creatures, using reason and observation. As a result, these early scientists searched for natural laws, confident that they existed, and they found them.
Isn't that exciting when you're looking at what, you know, Christianity has done to science and education and the business mountain? And it's just so important. It's amazing how so many people want to pull God. I mean, of all the things, evolution, we come from monkeys. No, we're creating the image and the likeness of God.
That's right.
You know, in his image. And so it's you're seeing people just want to do away with God. But understand, every time you do away with God, that's when oppression comes in. That's when slavery comes in. That's when, you know, men's religions come in.
Look at the nations of the world. It's called the clue. I mean, you can see it.
Yes. My friend, we get back from this break. We're going to talk about the dark ages when men took the scriptures away, what Jesus said, and they did what they want to do with it. But what's next, John?
Listen, we get right back from this break. We're going to be talking about human rights and equality and the difference that Jesus made when he came on the scene. Join us when we get right back from this break.
We'll be right back. Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I'm presently a student attending a community college, and I'm required to take a biology class for my degree. In the class, evolution is presented as the unifying theory of biology, and when test time comes, I'm going to be required to regurgitate this information back as if it's fact. Evolution can't be proven scientifically, and I'm wondering if I have any legal recourse such that I won't have to do that.
You're going to have to take the test. You don't get to opt out of the curriculum. This isn't a high school situation. They're allowed to teach a curriculum pursuant to their curriculum committees at the college. And you don't have to say, I believe that evolution is correct. If they were to come back and say, look, I'm requiring you to believe this, that would be a very different scenario and a very different question.
For more information about student rights, visit us on our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift
of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We are talking so much about how, you know, God has called us to go and make disciples of nations. And to be able to do that, you have to actually impact the spheres of culture. And Bill Bright, you know, the Lord imparted him some time back. Lance Walno's carrying on. We're carrying on through VFN Kingdom Business, focusing on seven specific areas, spheres of culture. We call them the seven mountains. And you're seeing right now the government mountain. Did you know that Christianity has had a huge impact on human rights and equality? You see so many people talking about human rights and equality, and they're actually pushing Jesus out of the square.
As if you can have human rights and equality without Jesus.
Well, if you look at history, it wasn't good at all without Jesus. So when you look at Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., a lot of times they're calling him Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., and they're removing the reverend part. This man had a call in his life, his daughter said, and his call was by God. It was a spiritual call, but his assignment was to civil rights. That wasn't his call. His call was by God as a minister of the gospel. But look how, in regards to, you want equality, you want equal rights, you can't push God away and have it. It always ends bad. But look how, you know, God, Christianity, impacted government. Check it out.
Our modern day conceptions of human rights and equality derive exclusively from the biblical idea found in Genesis that all people are created in the image of God. Expanding on this affirmation of human equality, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Now there is neither Jew nor Gentile, slave or free, male and female, but all are one in Christ Jesus."
Isn't that powerful? I mean, you think about it, with VFNKB, we have civil Christianity. So very important. You're seeing it right here on this monitor behind me. But we focus on, you know, how to be a civil Christian in a civil land. This all came about, you know, because of Christians getting into places of leadership in government and beginning
and being a voice for people who didn't have any voice.
Correct, of course. Yeah. You know, it's Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. They like to take that out. But you actually can join the movement. And one thing that Dr. King had in regards to walking with him, you had to agree to 10 commitments. And we actually have those same 10 commitments, just a little bit adjusted, because the truth is, he says, you've got to know Jesus, you got to read his word, you got to treat people like the Beatitudes and be kind. And it just, he said, in other words, you got to be a Christian, Christ follower.
That's right.
And you got to be willing to suffer for what you believe in. But he believed that there was a greater human right, obviously from God, you know, as a Christian, but also the Constitution of America. He says, I'm only holding you to what's written on the papers. That's what he said. If you read the Birmingham letter that he wrote in the Birmingham jail, it's very powerful. We have that on, you know, the VFN torch for you. But I encourage you, take your time and you read the letter yourself so you can hear what his viewpoints was. He's a lover of God. He wasn't a perfect man, but I'm not a perfect man.
Who is?
John's not a perfect man. You're not perfect. None of us are perfect, but God's perfect. And he actually, you know, forgave us and brought us into that. But understand, if you read that letter from the Birmingham jail, you get the heartbeat of so much in that letter. And also all these people are trying to steal that narrative and turn it into something else. You'll find it's not that. And so government, when you talk about equality and equal rights, you know, God is for women. You know, think about it, prior to Jesus coming on the scene, you know, God literally transformed how people saw women. Remember, he had women that were supporting him in ministry. He had he said, there's no Jew, there's no Gentile, there's no male, there's no female. In Christ Jesus, we're all the same. I mean, he is so for, you know, women, you know, moving in places of, you know, of leadership and all those wonderful things that come because of Jesus Christ. Yes. You know, and by the way, we want to hear from you on that. You know, let us know, comment below, write to us, call us. You know, this is exciting.
That's right. And the Lord also showed us, in particular, we're going to be working with women, large organizations.
Yes.
So if you're part of that organization, we're here to empower you and work with you because we believe in what God's doing right now.
Yes,
it's amazing.
And the Lord showed us 60 million, you know, in our tribe around the world. We're in 196 countries, seven territories, but we can come together and empower each other to be able to do that. You know, by the way, you can go to at VFNKB.com. At the very bottom of that page, you see him right there on the screen, you can click on Join the Movement, and it has this, the Ten Commitments. That's the reason why that's there. Just like Dr. King, we want to know who you are if you're walking with
us.
Right. We don't want somebody surprising you and saying, like, hey, we don't agree with that.
Like the Bible says, can two walk together lest they be agreed?
Exactly. Right. It's not everybody don't have to walk with you, but the ones that want to walk with you want to be in agreement.
In agreement.
So I think about this. You know, people talk about the dark ages, John, and the things that happened. And we need to talk about that. But what happened during the Spanish Inquisition, which happened during the witch trials and these times,
Salem witch trials,
it's when they actually left what Jesus said. Mm. And men started doing their own thing. Anytime you see somebody trying to hold the Bible from you and you can't read it yourself, it's going to get really, really bad if it's religious. But let's just take a look. And what it is, that we cannot blame what men did in God's name on Jesus when Jesus said something totally different about loving, laying down your life, turning the other cheek, honoring those in authority over you, teaching people about my words, not holding it back. And so take a look at what those dark ages that, that we hear talked about, how Christianity impacted that, and, you know, what did Jesus have to say about it? Check it out.
But what about the dark stains in the history books? The Crusades, the Inquisition, and the Salem witch hunts? Christians clearly affirm that all people are flawed. So it's no surprise that Christianity's track record, like everyone else's, is less than perfect. But notice, those who committed these acts were acting in direct contradiction to the teaching and life of Jesus. So clearly, the blame cannot be placed on Jesus, but on those whose actions oppose his teachings and way of life.
So you're looking at that it's the absence of what Jesus said when things get crazy and get dark. So when you hear people say, yeah, we don't need to talk about Jesus, we don't need to talk about the sacrifice, we don't need to talk about the blood sacrifice of Jesus, they're getting into a place that's going to be oppressive. You know, children are going to be oppressed, you know, women are going to be oppressed, all these things are going to begin to happen, and it's going to be done in the name of religion.
Legalism.
As a matter of fact, it's going to be one world religion towards the end of all things, and people are going to join it. Mm-hmm. You see bumper stickers where it has every God on the bumper
coexist.
Sticker. And they have a cross there, but truly that's not going to happen. And so we want to hear from you on that. Understand the dark ages and say, you know what? The Crusaders, they were wrong in what they did towards the Jews. We actually are a supporter of Israel. We stand and bless the land of Israel. And we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We're excited about what God's doing in the land there. Well, you know, if you've been watching part of the Media Mountain with VFN TV, we're always talking about reporting on things that nobody else reports on and happening in Israel over there to be able to protect them and pray for them. But listen, overall, what has Christianity done? It's done some amazing things when you think about it. As a matter of fact, take a look at this.
So much of what is good in our lives came about because 2,000 years ago, Jesus of Nazareth turned the world upside down. The historical record is unmistakably clear. No other cultural influence, no other social movement, no other teaching, philosophy, or religion has done more to promote the well-being of more people than Christianity.
We are so thankful for Impact 360 with George Barner and what they're able to do to put this together. It's your partnership, your connection, us walking together at VFNKB, the whole tribe. We're doing this together. Mm. It's so exciting. There's so many ways to communicate now.
Absolutely.
You know, we have our Facebook, our social media, our Twitter, you know, our online account, our streaming, our app, our YouTube channel,
our
broadcasting, our podcasting. And I want to encourage you, if you hadn't signed up yet for our podcast, you want to get it. It's got success secrets coming to you all the time. VFNKB Success Secrets, because it's all about us working together and being encouraged, just being encouraging, because think about it. If that's what Christianity's done so far, imagine what's going to happen when we go into all these mountains
and begin to declare
the goodness of God. People are going to be blessed. People are going to be set free. Equality is going to happen. All the things that people are trying to get outside of God, you'll have it inside of God. So you can go to VFNKB.com. We always say, you know, your kingdom come. Obviously,
right.
When the Lord's kingdom's coming, this is all the good things that happen. And his will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Guess what? There's no sickness, no disease. There's no depravity. There's no slavery, all that kind of stuff. It's just wonderful. We got a good God's got good plans in store for you. I want to pray with you before we go. Father God, we just declare over our community and over our tribe blessings upon them, Father God. We thank you right now, even in their own communities, God. We just pray for a revival, Lord, the word of God to go forth in their own communities, Lord, that the freedom would happen, God. And we just declare, now even in the name of Jesus, that abortion has ended.
Yes.
We declare it so in Jesus' name. We say revival is here, and third great awakening is here in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Pat, you know the great thing about all of our VFN radio listeners is that so many of them are connecting to us on Facebook. You know, we have a Facebook page. You may be listening today. You may not be aware, but we do. And you can go to facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can go to our VFNTV.com and click Facebook. Be a part. Like us. Tell your friends to like us. We're creating a virtual stadium where everyone can connect and be a part and get fresh updates on everything that happens that day on the program. Don't forget, go to VFNTV.com and click Facebook.